Masechta Yuma. Today we begin a new Masechta, and we're going to start with the initial introduction from the Kehati. Masechtenu, our Masechta, I'll read this in English, is comprised of 8 parakim, 8 chapters, and it's broken down as follows. 7 of the chapters, the first 7, will be discussing the avoda, the service of the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash, like it's explained in Parshas Achrei Mos in the Torah. And only the last parak is going to discuss the halachas of the tzom, or the fasting on Yom Kippur, and the concept of doing tshuva, or repentance on Yom Kippur, and the kapara, how to, you know, get atonement on Yom Kippur. So that's the, you know, the breakdown between the first 7 parakim and the last, the 8th parak. The name of the Masechta is called Yuma. Yuma is Aramaic. It means hayom, the day. So it's referring to the day, the Yom HaMiyuchad, the exclusive day, which is Yom Kippur. The Gemara calls it the Yom HaRabbah, the great day. Some commentaries say that our Masechta actually is called Masechta Yom HaKippurim, Masechta Yom Kippur. But we go by, you know, Yoma, which is Aramaic for the word Hayom, which is the day, referring to Yom Kippur. The first parak is going to discuss the preparations of the Kohen Gadol that he would have for the service of Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash. Because Shekin Kol Avodas HaYom, the whole entire service of the day of Yom Kippur, Einak Shir Elaboy, the only one that could perform it was the Kohen Gadol. Umilvara Karbonas HaMiyuchadam Shel HaYom, aside from the Karbonas that were Miyuchad, they were exclusive for that day, that I mentioned in Parshas Achrei Mos, there were also, he'd also, you know, be mocking, he'd sacrifice the Karbon Tamid that was brought every morning, he'd bring the Karbon Musaf, and the Karbon Tamid, also of the evening, Karbon Musaf, V'tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, yeah, the Karbon Musaf and the Tamid of the evening. So he'd bring these Karbonos. And our mission is going to discuss now, we're not going to start it today. Today we're just doing the intro, but when we get to the new Mishnah after Yom Tov, it would be. So we're going to discuss the preparations that he would have. The first 7 days, 7 days, Kodim Yom HaKippurim. 7 days before Yom Kippur even started, that's when he started preparing. The Kohen Gadol would go, he would live in what was called the Lador Belishka. There was a certain chamber where he lived in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a Miyuchad that was exclusive for him. And he would stay there for 7 days before Yom Kippur in Tahara, in a state of purity, to make sure that he's pure for Yom Kippur. Kol Shivas Yom, all those 7 days, he'd be separated from his wife. He would be osik, involved in the avoda of the Karbon Tamid, of doing the Karbon Tamid, in the haktara, and the burning of the ketores, of the incense, in the atavas and eros, and cleaning out the candles of the menorah. And the elders of the Beis Din, they would go over to him and repeat over and over again the avoda, the service of the day, in order that he should be an expert, a bucky, viragabai, he should be an expert and he should be accustomed to it. So this is, you know, this is the initial intro. It's pretty short and pretty brief. The main thing to keep in mind over here is that, you know, throughout the whole Masechta, we had this a lot in the previous Masechta, but here, it's going to be even more. We're going to be entering the world of the Beis HaMikdash. It's, you know, this is thousands of years ago. Unfortunately, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, and we should merit that it should be built speedily in our days. We say every day in davening, right before Moedim, we say in Ritzei, Sechazena Einenu. And if you think about what you're saying, Sechazena Einenu, our eyes should see, B'shuvchol Tzion Barachman, that you should return to Zion, to Yerushalayim, with mercy. Every day we're doubting that our eyes, me and you, we should merit to see Mashiach coming, and, you know, merit to have the third and final Beis HaMikdash. But until that happens, you know, we're in Golas, but we can certainly learn about the Beis HaMikdash. And the best way to understand what's going on over here is really to get the general concept. We're going to be going through a lot of Karbonos and a lot of different, you know, chambers and different areas of the Beis HaMikdash. I am going to be providing, you know, different images to help us, you know, work through this. But the main thing to keep in mind is that we're going through the process of what the Kohen Gadol will do on Yom Kippur. And there's a whole Masechta discussing it. It's one day. But there's a whole Masechta discussing it, the whole service, all the Karbonos, what he would wear, what he would do. So that's what we're going to be going into. And again, the idea here is not, you know, we want to learn concepts, we want to learn Karbonos, we want to get this down to a T. But just not to get caught up with the nitty gritty, you know, get the main picture of it. And you can always hear this year over and over again, if you have questions on it, to hear which Karbonos are alluding to what, or certainly email me, with questions. And just as a preview, we'll conclude this introduction with what they bring down over here in the first page. They say like this. So there are three shitos, three opinions in the service of the avoda. Whenever we say avoda, we're referring to the service in the Beis Hamikdash and Yom Kippur. And this is according to Rabbi Akiva, who we paskin like. There's a machlokas between three different rishonim of what the process was. And we'll go through it briefly so you see what it's like. And then again, when we start the actual mesecht of the Mishnayos after Yom Tif, we'll just, dive right in. And we'll go through all the details. So let's just begin with a small intro over here. Here we go. All opinions are going to agree that throughout the process of the day of Yom Kippur, right? We said already that he goes a week before, he's in the Beis Hamikdash in a chamber doing all his prep work. On the actual day, he would actually dip in the mikvah 5 times. And throughout those 5 times, there were various things that he was doing. So I'm going to briefly go over it now, and we'll see this at length in the Masechta. The first one is going to be, it's a three-way debate, three-way machlokas, between a number of Rishonim. It's Rashi, Tosfos, and Rambam. Let's go through this briefly, and then we'll conclude with this. According to Rashi, there were 5 different times he would dip in the mikvah. The first time he would dip in the mikvah, called the Tevila Rishona, he would change afterwards into his big day zahav, his golden garments. He would bring the tumid, the carbon tumid of the morning. He'd bring the par, the ox of the carbon ola, and he'd bring the 7 lambs of the musaf of the day. On the second, tevila in the mikvah, he then changed to his white clothing. And he would do the service of the day, which was the vidur, the confession, the hagrala, some kind of lottery that we'll see what this was, the burning of the ketores, the incense in the Kodesh Kodashim, the matan dam, spritzing the blood of the ox and the seir and the goat on the mizbeach, sending the goat down Mount Azazel, and the laning of the parashas of the day. Again, we'll discuss all these concepts in great detail in the Masechta. Then by the third dipping in the mikvah, he would change again into golden clothing, and then he would bring the seir hachatas, this goat for the sin offering, which was for the musaf of the day, and then the ram, the ayloi, the ram of the day, it sounds like, and then the ram of the nation, of the people, meaning, no, I'm sorry, ayloi is his own isle, his own ram, the Kohen Gadol's ram, then the ram of the people, and then the imure, the fats of the ox, and the goat that was burnt. Okay, again, we'll see this in great detail in the Masechta. Then by the fourth dipping, he would change into his white clothing. He would take out this osasa kafu machtu, take out the spoon and the pan that had different stuff on it. Again, we'll see in the Masechta. This is just a very brief introduction. And the final dipping in the mikveh, he would change again to his golden clothing. And he would bring the tamid, the carbon tamid of the evening, and the ketores of the evening. And he'd also clean out the neiros, or the candles. So you see already, the process is a very, very detailed process, and we're going to be learning a lot about a lot of new concepts. And it's a beautiful thing, because we'll get introduced to new concepts, we'll become more knowledgeable, and we'll get it, we'll understand what these concepts mean, and we'll go through it slowly and clearly, so everyone will know what's going on, from the beginner to the expert. We're going to make sure that everyone walks away knowing exactly what all these concepts mean. Okay, so this is the opinion of Rashi, and there's 2 different opinions of the process. Tosfos says that the first dipping in the mikvah and the second dipping in the mikvah is just like we said by Rashi, but the third was different. The third, he would bring this seir hachatas, this goat of the sin offering of the musaf of the day, and then his ram and the ram of the people. And then the fourth dipping was like the opinion of Rashi that I mentioned earlier, and the fifth dipping of the mikvah in the mikvah, he would bring the kaktoros, he would burn the fats of the par of the ox and the goat that was burnt, and the tamid that was brought in the evening. And then that's Tosfos' opinion. The Rambam, the third Rishon, he says the first tevila and the second tevila, first and second dipping in the mikvah is like Rashi. The third one, he would bring the seir hachatas, the goat of the sin offering of the mitzvah of the day, his ram and the ram of the people, and then the fats of the par, the ox, the seir, the goat that was burnt, and the tamid, the carbon tamid of the evening. The fourth tevila was like Rashi's opinion. The fifth tevila was the burning of the ketores, the incense in the evening, and the cleaning out of the candles of the menorah. So what we see here is that everyone agrees there were 5 times he dipped in the mikvah. What he would do by each time is a machlokas between 3 different Rishonim, Rashi, Tosfos, and Rambam. According to each opinion, there were a number of different karbanos, different clothing he would wear when he would go ahead and, be dipping in the mikvah. And each time he dipped, there was a different, services that he did that we're just seeing, the title of it. We don't know what it is, but as we go through the Masechta, we'll get clarity on it. So that concludes the initial introduction. After the end of God willing, when we start, we'll go just go through, you know, full throttle, and this will be great, geschmack, clear, and we're very excited to start. So that concludes the intro for today.